Sakyamuni left home alone and meditated several days under banyan trees by the Yarra River before his great awakening produced Buddhism. Jesus contemplated in the wilderness for 40 days and then declared the good news of salvation for the world. Muhammad lived in seclusion in caves during his Ramadan. Similarly, many artistic masterpieces of the world were produced in solitude. Being alone doesn't have to be lonely. These are two different things. One may feel lonely in boisterous social contests, or be fulfilled in isolated serenity. Thus, being able to enrich oneself calmly and live in solitary richness is a noble state that one can only dream of. In today's overcrowded world, both in China and in the West, virtue does not remain isolated. He is never alone who is accompanied by noble thoughts. Personal charisma ultimately radiates out to attract others, and interactions between two abundant minds usually breed something more meaningful. In this way, anyone wishing to enjoy in-depth reading, insightful thinking, and a meaningful sense of feeling has to nurture and exercise an ability to practice solitude.